Waking up with Whitney, today's Best Country K103, and it is time for our Jimmy Carter update with Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors, and Coating, with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds, and good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Tell you what, are you ready for Groundhog Day? The 67th annual Grammy Awards are coming up later on Groundhog's Day. In fact, if you're really into this and you're really into music, and you're just killing time on Sunday afternoon, you might want to go online on Grammy.com, because they start the Grammys actually around 3 o'clock. And they give out all the Grammys before, almost all of them, before 5:30. It's the pre-award ceremony. You know, they have like 70-something categories. They couldn't do it all on TV, so they do most of them before TV. So you can kind of get a sneak preview of what's going to happen. And then TV starts at 7 Central Time on CBS.
Nice.
Now, Blake Shelton's getting ready for a big February. He's probably got his own groundhog. February 5, 7, 8, 12, 14, and 15, he'll be doing his residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Then he goes on tour February 27. Luke Combs is spending this weekend in Australia. Now, this is interesting. He didn't do it, but they put out something on TikTok, someone down there, and this woman got in trouble for dancing too hard. They zoomed in on her, and she had her clothes on and everything, but she seemed to be twerking.
Ah.
And the neighbors around her, I don't think, liked her twerking. I think it was terrible, but, you know, it's Australia.
It was a little too much.
A little too much. Randy Travis, new single out today from the AI Randy Travis. You remember the one last year?
Yes.
It was good, but it was spooky, because you know it wasn't Randy, it was computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know what to think about that. But I'll listen to it. I hope it's good. Alison Krauss, new album, first one 14 years. She's won more Grammys than anybody in Nashville, and more than any woman in all Grammys. And Jason Aldean and Brittany, his wife, have expanded their real estate portfolio again.
Uh-huh.
This time it's a home in the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
You ought to see this view. This is as good as the view was from Jelly Roll in Hawaii the other day. Now, Brittany claims that Nashville is her favorite place, and Florida is Jason's favorite. They had a house in the Turks, in Turks Caicos, and then she missed the island so much that now they bought a place in the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
Tim and Faith used to have an island there, a little small island. They spent most of their time building it, though. Seemed like once they got it built, they weren't there that much. You just don't want to go there in August. August is a terrible month in the Bahamas, by the way, if anybody ever tries to get you to go down there.
Oh, that's good to know, Jimmy.
The winds don't blow too much. The mosquitoes are as big as birds. And it's just not a pleasant time to be there. But, boy, is it nice this time of year or in February. Mm-mm.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Heavenly.
Speaking of awful weather, do you think the groundhog is going to see a shadow?
I think he might see his shadow, because aren't we supposed to have good weather this weekend? I mean, it's sunny weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty nice.
So I'm afraid it could be shadow time.
Have a wonderful weekend.
See you Monday.